We're going to do a little bit of Avat Chesed. We're holding in the eighth chapter, and we will describe over here, we will learn the laws of the mitzvah of Hashavat Avot, returning collateral. So the Chafetz Chaim writes, Perek Chet Alech Aleph, V'atan Ve'er Din Mitzvat Aseh Shel Hashavat Avot. Now we'll explain the laws of the biblical commandment to return collateral. K'tiv B'Torah, the Torah tells us, V'imi Shani Hu Lo Tishkav Ba'avoto. If the person who's taken a loan and given you collateral is a poor person, don't go to sleep while you hold on to his collateral. Give him back the collateral at nightfall so that he could go to sleep with his garments, with his cover. Our sages said that what the verse teaches us is you shouldn't go to sleep while you're still holding on to his collateral. But rather give it back at sunset. Meaning if you've taken his pajamas as collateral, he's going to have nothing to wear at night. So give him back his pajamas or his cover, whatever it is you took as collateral. Every night you give it back so he has what to cover himself with at night. But in the morning, he goes back and takes it from his home. There's another pasuk that says, by sunrise you give him back his collateral. That's if you take his suit. The guy works as a soldier and you take his madim. You take the uniform he has to wear to his job. So you're taking that as collateral. The Torah says, "Shemachziro lo," you have to give it back to him every morning, even though you took it as collateral. Every morning, give it back. He needs it for his job. And then the poor person holds on to it all day till nightfall. Then you come back and take the collateral at night and give it back to him the next morning. And that's how you do every night and every day. So you'll ask, what do you need the collateral for? If you're giving it back every night or every morning, depends on if he needs it by day or by night. Because in really, the person gets embarrassed. Every day he has to give back the collateral. It's pretty embarrassing. Every night, every morning you have to give away your pajamas. Or every night you have to give away your uniform. And then the person who took the loan will be quick to get money and pay back the loan that he took. Gam kedei shlo yishmit achov bashvit. And also your advantage is that ordinarily loans are annulled when the Shemitah year comes in. When Shemitah comes, so then Shemitah annuls the loans. Kichov sheyesh elav mashkon enom shamit. But if there's collateral on the loan, then Shemitah doesn't annul the loan. So that's another advantage of having collateral. וגם כדי שלא יעשה מטלטלי נצל בני הלווה אם ימות. דמטלטלי דיית מי, אינן שעובדים לבן חוב. Because let's say the guy who took a loan, the guy is 85 years old, and his job is, he's a guard at the supermarket. Now, he doesn't own any property. He's renting your apartment, and he can't pay 1 month. You tell him, fine, this month you won't pay me, but you owe me the money. I want to get those 3,000 shekel. So, every night, I want you to give me your gun. That's going to be the collateral. That gun is worth 2,000 shekel. At least I'll have some collateral. What do you gain by that? Every morning, you have to give it back to him for his job. But what you gain is that if the guy dies, then technically, halachically, the assets that are responsible to a person's loan are the properties he owns. Now, what about the things he has that are metaltalin, not property? Those are not responsible for the loan. But if you took it as collateral, then that collateral is responsible for the loan. So if that guy dies, you say, well, this gun is mine. I had it as collateral on the loan. So it's a way of guaranteeing the loan. Even if the guy dies, you'll end up having your loan covered. If you have collateral, you could collect the loan from the collateral. And when you give back the collateral, there's a special mitzvah that the person who took the loan will bless the person. He'll sleep in his cover that you gave back, the collateral you returned at night, and he will bless you. So there's a special mitzvah that when you do your end of the deal, you give back the collateral, the borrower should give you a blessing. And if he doesn't give back the collateral at the time that the poor person needs it, then he transgresses this commandment. And it could be he's also in transgression of the prohibition of taking a collateral by force from a person's home. This applies not only to the poor, even if you took collateral from a wealthy person. Let's say you took something he needs. You tell him, look, I know you have a wooden bed. You give me that bed as collateral. If he needs it every night, even though he's wealthy, you have to give it back to him. If he needs that, he has no replacement for it, then one who does not give it back is in transgression of these commandments. And even though the Torah says an example of the poor, the Torah was talking about what's more common. It's more common than when you take collateral from the poor, they desperately need it. So the Torah said, when you take from the poor, give back the collateral. But this applies not only to the poor, anyone that needs the collateral back. You have to give it back on time even if he didn't ask for it. It's not like wages that you don't transgress delaying wages unless he asked you for it. There it's an exception that the Torah tells us you only owe the wages when he asks you for the wages. But here you have to return the collateral even if he didn't ask for it.